What's up, Missions fans? Brian Yanselson here in Frisco, Texas. It has certainly been a crazy day for the Missions. Four players from the active roster traded away on this trade deadline day. Henry Baez, Braden Nett, Brandon Valenzuela, and Tyson Nabors. So I'm here with Missions manager Luke Mons. Luke, just as the Missions manager, what's your raw reaction to everything going on today?
Yeah, that's a lot. You know, anytime that goes down in any organization, you know, that's an abundance of moves. That's, you know, you talk about four healthy players for this organization, you know. So four of our top guys, you know, four guys that we really counted on, used a whole lot down here. And you know, but four openings for these four men that will go on and change organizations and let their careers play out elsewhere. You know, you just trades different guys are going different places. You look at a guy like Brandon Valenzuela, I got the news that he's going to head to Buffalo, AAA for Toronto Blue Jays. Just what an eye-opener, what a fresh start for some of these young men in their career, you know. So as much as it's losing guys, it's excitement to see these guys prolong their careers, go on and do bigger and better things.
So you're obviously one of the ones that's delivering the news directly to these guys. What are those messages like? What are those conversations entail?
Yeah, just, you know, just be straight up with them, really. You know, just hit them in the eyes and let them know that, you know, you've been traded. And you get mixed reactions. You get different things. You know, you see the tears from the guys. You see the close friendships. And some of these guys have started with this organization. Some of these guys have been here 7, 8 years, you know. So the bonds that they build, the camaraderie that here is, you know, seeing those tears as a tears of enjoyment, you know, tears of telling some of their best friends goodbye, you know, and people that they will be in touch with for the rest of their lives. You know, you're almost talking about some players that could walk in each other's weddings. You know, when you get deep down involved like that, the friendship is just so close, you know. So just cool to see those guys hug each other, say goodbyes. I'll keep up with you. And hey, you look at it like this, you know, Brandon Nett and Henry Baez both going to Midland. Hopefully somebody that we see down the road, it's going to have to be in playoff baseball, but we'll look forward to doing it down in the summer.
Yeah, that would certainly be a crazy turning of the tables right there. But like you said, hopefully we get there and hopefully they're on the mound and you can give it to them a little bit. But on the other side of it, you know, there's still all these guys in this clubhouse and we've got a game to play tonight against Frisco. What is your message to the team seeing all those guys leave?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just for a manager who's done this and sat in this chair for now my 8th season, you know, as a learning point, I look over to my pitching coach, Jeff Andrews, has done this for years. Scott Kubal, who's here in town with this club right now, guys that have done it way longer than me and people that I look up to and respect. And, you know, as a manager, the message that you can relay to these guys, new doors open for new opportunities, right? So some guys weren't getting the opportunities maybe that they would have thought they, I don't know, say the word deserve or would have liked, you know? I want to throw the 8th inning. I want to throw the, you know what? Well, when things like this happen, a lot of opportunities open up. So here it is. Step up to the plate and get after it, you know? So you just said it. We got a game to go play tonight. There's no forfeit. There's no we check out and XYZ. We got to go out. We got to compete. And I'll tell you this much, Brian. There's no better locker room group to have in this moment to go out and compete with these guys right now. It's just been such a tight-knit locker room since day one. These guys got a bond like I've never seen before in a baseball locker room. You know, is it the close friendship? Is it how long these guys have been playing for the Padres and what they built off of? I'm not sure, but these guys are ready. They're prepared. They're excited for their teammates that packed their bags and I'm going elsewhere now. And I look forward to going and play this game tonight.
And you talked a little bit about some of them as you were going through them, but just some final thoughts on each of them. So if you want to start with Henry and then going through everybody that left.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think I shared this story with our pitching coach. They shared it with some of our front office. You know, if there was a guy, why? I maybe in a couple of years on the road, I'll be able to tell you this story why, but that I would not have traded. It, just me, like Luke Mons, is Henry Baez. He just, you know, I sharing this conversation with Jeff and just the growth you've seen from this young man, the professionalism. You know, as a manager, when you go to the mound and you get a ball from a guy, whether it's a great outing, okay outing, poor outing, he takes the baseball and he hands it in your hand and he's looking you in the eye the entire time. You know, just the professionalism that Baez had about him. Doesn't mean he's any better, anything than any other human or guy we had on his team, but he meant a lot. He was something special that hit in your heart about Henry Baez. And look, super excited for him. Had a tear in my eye when I relayed that message this morning, you know. But Brandon Nett, you know, came here with a lot to learn. admitted it, ears wide open, learned a tremendous amount from Jeff Andrews, his pitching coach here in Double A, you know. So just the growth we got to see from that young man, and now he gets to go on and prolong his career and do things with the Oakland A's. Another one pretty close to me is Brandon Valenzuela, you know, just from the catching spot. You know, you spend so much time with that young man, and you see him develop in tremendous ways. You know, you see him just overall his game just get better. And you know what? This all goes to Brandon for putting it on his plate and saying, I'm going to challenge myself to be the best that I can be. Wants to learn game calling, you know, wants to get better and being a catcher before even talking about being a hitter, you know. So just it's great to go out and feed the machine and talk to this guy every day. You know, I'll always remember the opening day speech I had with him one-on-one in my office this season, to see him and hear him say, I'm going to hold myself accountable to be the best version of myself this season. And now we're sitting here talking about him traded, getting the door to go to AAA with the Toronto Blue Jays and prolong his career. You know, Tyson Nabors, a guy that we just got, you know, a month ago, a little bit over a month ago, and just getting to learn him and know him, and such a phenomenal human being, you know, great guy to talk to, family, as you look up in the stands, and, you know, he's got a tremendous amount of family here supporting him and being close to him and stuff like that. Great to hear him talk about, you know, his girlfriend and his family and what it means to him, you know. So, you know, you build these relationships with these players that kind of sometimes just take the back seat to the game of baseball, you know. So, and then you deliver the message you've been traded and you're going elsewhere, and again, the hugs and the goodbyes, you know, it's not goodbye forever. We'll see you down the road somewhere, you know. So, four great character human beings in this clubhouse, and you know, we look forward to seeing where their careers take them.
Well, Luke Mons, missions manager, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Brian.